This call is being recorded.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Ian and Evan's weekly podcast for the NFL. We're in week four, and I want to welcome everybody, and we're going to get going. I'm going to do the lines first, the over-unders. Again, I like using the high totals for cash games. That's why I like to give you an idea of what's out there this weekend. The first game is a Sunday morning game where New Orleans is playing Miami in London, and that game's at 49.5. Then we have New England and Carolina at 49. The Rams are playing Dallas, and that's at 48. Let's see what else. Oh, Buffalo's at Atlanta at 48.5, which is an interesting line. And we have Philadelphia out in L.A. at 47.5. And the last one is a Monday night game, Washington's in Kansas City at 49.5. So those are the games you want to look at for your cash games, you know, because you got the high over-unders. So that's where we're going to start. But, Evan, let's start off with quarterback. What do we got?
Well, my lists are very streamlined this week. And as always, I'm going to start with a guy that's been getting a lot of buzz that I will not be playing this week. Cam Newton is someone that I want nothing to do with. He's been getting a lot of buzz this week. Is, of course, the New England defense and secondary has been pretty terrible. They've given over 300 yards the first 3 weeks of the season. The problem is Cam Newton is hurt. He's injured. And what people don't understand is even though the matchup is good, even though things look great on paper, he's injured. He didn't play the whole preseason for a reason. So I want nothing to do with Cam Newton. But let's talk about some guys I do want something to do with. Again, very streamlined list. My favorite quarterback on the slate is actually Carson Palmer against the San Francisco 49ers. He's had to drop back at least 35 times per game because of the lack of a running game at this point with Mr. Johnson being injured probably till Christmas. So I see no reason why the volume won't be there. The 49ers defense is pretty much terrible. So I really like the game script for Carson Palmer. And even if they get up, they're going to have to throw often and continue to throw. Other quarterbacks I like, and I'm not paying up for quarterback. Tom Brady is in a great spot, but I just don't think I need him this week. So two other quarterbacks that I have a lot of interest in is Tyrod Taylor against Atlanta. He has rushing upside. If they're going to stay in the game, it's going to be for the reason that Tyrod is either running or dumping off passes. He should get a decent he has a very decent floor for cash games this week against Atlanta. Atlanta's defense isn't nothing to write home about, so I really like Tyrod. On FanDuel, he's 7,100, so I like his price point. And my last quarterback that I'm really interested in is Russell Wilson for the Sunday Night Hammer. A lot of people are going to forget about this game because DraftKings doesn't have it on their slate. So people that play DraftKings and FanDuel, they may forget about this game. And Russell Wilson looks like he's really turning it up the last couple of weeks. I love his position, 7,900. Can't really go wrong. Pass volume should be there. So that's my quarterback plays for the week.
Yeah, I like that last pick you had. That makes a lot of sense. You know, going back to Brady, let me tell you something. Brady has had some stretch. In week one, he had a dud, right? But in week two and three, listen to these stats. He threw for 825 yards, 8 touchdowns. 55 of 74 in passing. I know he's expensive, but this is projected to be a high-scoring game. And, again, in cash, I look for quarterbacks like this, and there are some, maybe not on DraftKings, but on FanDuel, there are some plays that you can play around Brady, but I could see Brady giving you 25 to 30 points this week, even paying up that high price. But he is just on fire right now. But I like him a little bit for cash. As far as Ryan, I want to touch on Ryan a little bit because, you know, he's a top quarterback, but they switched over. They're not throwing the ball like they used to. They went to a run-heavy offense now. So you're not getting the targets to Julio Jones, you know, or any of their receivers. So, again, you know, be careful with Ryan. You're not going to get the volume that you really need for cash games. I mean, he's always a GPP play, but Cam Newton, I'm not even going to go over him because I totally agree with Evan, what Evan said. The guy I like in GPPs, believe it or not, is Eli Manning this week. The Buccaneers have allowed 23.8 points, DraftKings points, and 20.3 FanDuel points to opposing quarterbacks. So I like Manning. Beckham looks healthy. You know, I like Shepard in that game. I like Ingram in that game. So I really like this game for GPPs. So, you know, look at Eli Manning. Andy Dalton's another one I like. I love A.J. Green this week. I mean, it's, you know, he's targeting A.J. Green at a 36% rate. So, I mean, you want to play a safe stack, play Dalton and Green and build around them. The other one, again, I'm not even going to go over him because I totally agree with Evan on Carlson Palmer. So let's just move on to running.
Gillislee is still going to get the red zone work. He's still going to get the goal line work. And it's not often that you see 40, 50, 60-yard pass receptions for touchdowns in this league. It doesn't happen that often. It happened a lot last week. But I think people are going to be down on Gillislee, and I don't really see a reason why. Again, GPP only, but I'm still high on Gillislee. I'll be high on Gillislee every week.
Yeah. I agree with you on Gillislee. I do like him a little bit because I do think New England's going to be playing ahead in this game. The over-under is 49. I don't know. New England's defense is horrible, which it is. But if Cam Newton's as hurt as I think he is, I don't know if this game's going to go over. So the way I look at this game is that, you know, New England's going to be playing out in front. And I think Gillislee is going to get some work this week. So, that's a great GPP play. Not cash, but GPP play. The other guy I like this week is Melvin Gordon. Gordon's at 2.5-point home favorites, and they have some positive reverse line movement. And Gordon's averaging.
Let me interrupt you in there for 1 second. I'm sorry. He's banged up pretty bad. The last injury report had him as very questionable, and he only played 45% of the snaps last week. So just be careful with that one. But if he's healthy, I agree.
Yeah, he's averaging 17 touches a game. So, you know, again, of course, you always have to monitor the injuries. You know, of course, I'm just giving you an overview of what I like. I'm not saying I'm playing them. So it's up until lock time at 9:30 on Sunday, I'm monitoring injuries. So if I think this guy is banged up, I'm not going to use him. But he's in a great position this week, so keep an eye on him. Dalvin Cook's another guy. He played almost 70% of the offensive snaps last week, and he had double-digit carries against, on the Vikings. So I like him, too. Who else do I like? I'll tell you who I do like a little bit is Powell on the Jets. I like him a little bit because Matt Forte's out. He's going to get huge volume. So if you're looking for, again, the Jaguars got a good defense, but I'm looking at volume. He'll probably get between 18 and 22 touches. So if you're looking for an outside no-owned GPP play, Powell's a pretty good choice. Who else? That's about it. One other guy I do like is Lamar Miller. I like this guy, believe it or not, for cash, just on volume alone. Okay, I do like it. It's going to be a close game. I think the line's 1.5 points. And the Texans are home. And I just, I just think that Lamar Miller may have a good, is in a good spot. But let's move on to wide receivers. What do you like as far as wide receivers?
Well, here's where I'm spending up most likely this week. And again, I think it's a different kind of roster build. I love Antonio Brown this week. He's 9,200. I get it. But, you know, he is matchup proof. He always gets volume. I know they're on the road against the Baltimore Ravens, but the Baltimore Ravens just got blown out in England. Now, I'm not going to read too much into that because this is a rivalry game. Both teams will be up for this game. The teams hate each other. But Antonio Brown is in a good spot. He's always in a good spot, and he's basically matchup proof. So I'm looking to possibly pay up at wide receiver. Some other guys that I'm interested in are basically chalky guys, but they're in great spots. So in your cash lineup, you don't really care about ownership. You're looking for guys that are in great spots. So let's start with some of them. Larry Fitzgerald, you can easily combine with Carson Palmer in a cash game. He's getting targets up the wazoo. He's averaged over 10 targets a game. Last week, he destroyed Dallas, even though Arizona didn't win the game. And the 49ers are much weaker in the secondary. So Larry Fitzgerald is probably going to eat in this game. I love Fitzgerald. I love Doug Baldwin if he plays, but he may not play. So this is a situation that in cash I'm probably not going to play him, but in GPP you can set yourself up at night, especially in FanDuel with the late swap, that you have Doug Baldwin ready and have another position ready to pivot to, just in case, and you can pivot down to Paul Richardson or Lockett. And feel comfortable with it. People are just not going to go there due to the uncertainty, number one. And again, people are going to forget about this game. So if you're in the contention of the GPP at the end, I would encourage you to have some exposure to that game and be ready to have that late swap ready to go. I love those guys in their matchups. Next guy, Keenan Allen against Philly, another target monster. Can't go wrong in cash. Don't worry about last week. Just keep riding Keenan Allen. He's going to get his targets all the time. Last guy that I have a lot of interest in, we touched on A.J. Green, so we don't need to talk about him anymore. Rishard Matthews. Rishard Matthews is only 6,000 on FanDuel. He's been a favorite of Mariota. They have really good chemistry. Tennessee wide receiver core is pretty banged up, so I could see a scenario where Rishard Matthews is getting a lot of the targets. And I don't think his ownership will be very high because people don't like to stay in the mid-tier on a bunch of positions. I mean, I see a scenario here where I'm leaving a significant amount of salary on the board because I like these lower-level players so much. And I think that'll give me an edge in GPPs and possibly cash.
Yeah. I agree with what you just said about that. The thing I want to go back to, though, I want to go back to Antonio Brown for a minute. Don't get me wrong, he's a phenomenal player, but I'm not paying up for him this week, and here's why I'm not paying up, okay? The last three times that road games that they Pittsburgh played against the Ravens, Antonio Brown's averaged 17 DraftKings points and only 13.7 FanDuel points. It's not enough for me to pay up for him for those kind of numbers, so I'm going to stay away from him. He's going to be highly owned, so, you know, I'm banking on my stats working this weekend where the Ravens do shut down Pittsburgh Steelers here. And it's a rivalry. You know, it's a rivalry. It's also a division game. I mean, I'm staying away from this one totally. The guy I like is OBJ. I like Beckham. I don't like him as a person for what he does, but I respect him as a player. No, that's ridiculous. Come on.
Absolutely.
You know, but OBJ is my guy. The guy's phenomenal. I mean, he really is. I mean, he looked healthy last week for the first time. So again, he's playing more snaps. He's in a great situation. I like OBJ. I even like him for cash. If I'm going to go pay high, I'm going to OBJ for cash. Julio's banged up. Again, he's on the injury list. When he's banged up, I'm not paying up for him. You know, he may go off and be a wonderful wide receiver this week, but I'm not doing it. But the guy I really like also is A.J. Green. I'm using him in my cash games. Again, over 36% of the targets go to Green. I mean, just volume alone, Green is my cash guy. Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson, I like them both this week. DJ's the guy I'm leaning to here. Because Jenkins is going to be on Evans this week for the Giants. And that guy, I gained a lot of respect for him watching him last week. This guy is a top corner. And I'm not saying Evans can be shut down, but he's going to have Jenkins on his back. And that may open it up for DeSean Jackson with Apple. Eli Apple's going to be covering Jackson. And Eli Apple's horrible this year. So DeSean Jackson's my lower pick for GPPs. I'd go with him. Love the two Denver wide receivers, Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, either one for cash, just volume alone. That's all they go to. That's all he goes to is Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Cooper and Crabtree, I think they're in bad spots this week. I'm going to stay away from this game, too. Larry Fitzgerald, love him. I don't even have to go over that. So the guys I like for wide receivers, Gerald, OBJ, and A.J. Green is my three wide receivers this week for cash. For GPPs, I like Brandon Cooks to hook up again with Brady. He had a great week. And Hopkins, everybody's talking about Hopkins this week. You know, again, he's going to get volume. So if you're looking for a GPP play, Hopkins is a pretty decent play. Doug Baldwin's banged up. I'm staying away from him. I may look at Tyler Lockett if Baldwin's out. If he's out, I may use Tyler Lockett because I do think Russell Wilson's going to have a good game. So I'm going there. And Evan touched on all the other ones that I like, so let's move over to tight end. Evan, what do you got for tight end?
Tight end is, as always, the last 2 weeks I've been very streamlined, and I'm streamlined again. It's three or four guys that I'm going to be working with. Zach Ertz is my number one tight end, bar none, getting over 10 targets, getting more than 25% of the red zone work. He's Wentz's favorite receiver. He's only 6,900. If I'm saving salary everywhere, which it looks like I am, I'm just hitting the lock button on Ertz in my cash game for sure. And I'll have exposure to him in GPPs. Even though he's going to be highly owned, most likely, I don't care. He's in a great spot. Good player. Gets the volume. There's no reason for me to go away from him. The other three guys that I'm looking at, and it's in no particular order. But again, if I'm saving salary, in a GPP, I have no problem teaming Tom Brady with Rob Gronkowski. Gronkowski is the one guy that I can count on to get work in this game. He gets red zone work. I mean, we don't have to talk about Gronk. Gronk is Gronk. And you will have salary. In my builds, I will have salary if I choose to deploy him. Last two guys are somewhat sneaky. Well, maybe it's not. Cameron Brate against the Giants. Tight ends against the Giants is a thing. They're terrible. They can't cover him. Cameron Brate's 5,300. The only problem is with him, you don't get volume. Your touchdown dependent. GPP play? Why not? And the one guy that I don't think anyone's really talking about, but Ian will tell me if I'm wrong, is Austin Seferian Jenkins. He's very inexpensive going against Jacksonville defense. Jacksonville defense, people don't want to mess with them because they're really good. But if the Jets have to throw the ball, they may have some success over the middle. And people forget that the Jets quarterback, McCown, loves to throw to the tight end. So he could be a sneaky GPP play and, again, free up a lot of salary for you. That's it. That's all I have for tight end.
Yeah, I agree with you on Jenkins. You know my feeling about him, as long as his price stays down. Gronk is Gronk, like you said. The guy I like is Charles Clay. Charles Clay's on playing for the Bills, and he's the second behind LeSean McCoy for passes. So, you know, Clay's going to benefit from a pass-heavy game script. And they're going to play from behind. He's got to throw. I like Clay. He's a 5,300. He's probably my cash guy. For GPPs, I really like Evan Ingram. This guy is a stud tight end. I'll tell you what, I'm surprised he's not a receiver, but, you know, wide receiver. But Ingram is my guy here for GPPs. And if you're looking for a low-owned play, like under 1%, I'm going to give you somebody. If you need some salary relief, he's only 2,500 on DraftKings. He's 4,400 on FanDuel. And that's Gerald Everett on the Rams, okay? The reason why I like him is that there's some reverse movement, line movement against the Cowboys. And the Cowboys allowed the second most fantasy points last year with 17.3 DraftKings points and 13.6 FanDuel average points for the year. So if you're looking for like someone to plug in that's not going to be owned, like a Millie, he's good for like your huge GPPs, your Millie Makers, your $100, not the $100, I'm sorry. Your $3 tournaments, large tournaments, your $6 large tournaments. Use a guy like him. Stick him in there. You know, be a little different. And if he goes off, you're going to separate yourself. So, okay, let's. You want to touch on kickers, or you just want to move on to some stacks?
Kicker Matt Bryant locks done.
Yeah, there you go. Matt Bryant, even Gostkowski on New England. Yeah, what we'd like to do, just so you know, if you're new to this podcast, what we'd like to do is look for high over-unders, close games, you know, not blowouts, close games, and preferably if they're playing in a dome so the weather doesn't affect them. So the kickers is my last pick, you know, for my lineups. And that's what we like to go by. What do you like
Absolutely.
For defense? What do you like for defense?
Only two. There's only two I'm looking at right now, and it depends on salary, if I need to save salary or not. Seahawks are locked in right now for me against the Colts. I think the Colts are going to get absolutely destroyed in Seattle. So they're locked in. Most expensive defense in cash, that's it. I'm done. I'm moving on. Second defense that I'm looking at possibly in GPP is Arizona Cardinals against the 49ers. I don't think 49ers are going to throw up 39 points like they did last week against the Rams. Arizona's a pretty good defense. They got playmakers on defense. I could see it being a big mess for the 49ers in that game. Last but not least, and this is going to be going against Ian somewhat, but I have interest in the Tampa Bay defense against the Giants just for the simple reason that the Giants can't protect Eli. So I think he could be in a little bit of trouble, and they're forecasting bad weather in that game. If there's not bad weather in that game, then I like to take what Ian's been saying all along about Eli and those Giants wide receivers that can get behind that 100%. But if you're looking for a sneaky play, Tampa Bay could be that one. So those are the three that I'm really looking at right now.
All right. I like those three. I'm going to add, but I don't like the Giants one, but I like the other.
Can't agree on everything.
Okay, but the other two that I like Cincinnati's defense against Cleveland. I like Kaiser. I like this rookie, but he turns the ball over, so I like Cincinnati, and I love the Jaguars. The Jaguars are my cash game play. You know, yes, the Jets won last week. I'm happy the Jets won, but that might be the signature win for the year. They're not a good team, and Jaguars, I think, after watching the first 3 weeks, have one of the top two defenses in the NFL. So you got the Jaguars playing the Jets. You know, what's that?
The one thing I'm concerned about in that game, and I agree with you 110%, is we don't have a big sample size of teams that were in England coming back and forth. I mean, it just concerns me just enough to take a second guess about it. But the Jets are truly terrible, so I agree with you. I may come around to that being another defense before the end of the week as well. So, but I just have a little concerns with the travel game.
Yeah, well, here's another concern. Don't get me wrong, I like the Jaguars, but as a franchise, the Jaguars have never, ever been a road favorite, ever. So figure that one out. They're -3. You know, and they're playing in New Jersey on Sunday. So, but again, I just like what I see with them. So,
on a lap before we go to stack. How bad would the Jets fan base feel if they end up being 2-2 at the end of this week?
Oh, it'd be horrible. It'd be horrible.
You know, could happen,
I can see it. I can
anyway.
See it. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. But you know, hopefully they lose. Anyway, yeah. Let's go to stacks. What do you like?
Okay, I got a couple. Obviously, you probably know the first one I mentioned already was Palmer and Fitzgerald. That's a great stack. No problem there. I'm going to deploy that in cash, I believe. Next one, I love the I talked about Seattle enough, so I love the stack of Wilson, Carson, and the Seattle defense. I'll keep out the receivers for the most part. But, again, I might leave room for a Baldwin or a Jimmy Graham in there and go with a four-man just to be somewhat contrarian in a GPP only. So I like that stack. Tyrod Taylor with McCoy, we talked about that. And last but not least, this one could be a very interesting stack. I don't think it will be highly owned. It's Brady, Gillislee, and Gronk.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right. It's doable. You can do it. All right, my stacks. I love the 9:30 game on Sunday morning. I like Breeze and Thomas. Miami's 28th in pass defense, allowing almost 300 yards per game. The total is 49.5. Saints are implied to score 26 points. Love Drew Breeze, Michael Thomas. I wish that game was on the main slate. Who else do I like here? Oh, I love Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen. Again, you know, it's the game total is 47. The Eagles secondary is horrible, just so you know. It's not a good secondary. So I definitely could see Keenan Allen going off here, even Travis Benjamin having a good game. So I like that Rivers, Keenan Allen. I love Palmer, Fitzgerald. That's going to be a chalk stack, I think, this week. So, you know, I'm not probably going to use it, but I do like it.
Cash stack.
Yeah, definitely cash stack. Love Trevor Siemian with Thomas and Sanders. If I was going to stack, I stack both wide receivers here. I'll tell you what I like too a little bit, and you know, a lot of people are backing away from him, but this guy is a good wide receiver. I mean, he was great with Buffalo, and he showed some he showed me something last week, is Goff and Watkins. Again, it's going to be a low on stack. So I kind of like Goff there. I'm going to get a defensive stack. Use Leonard Fournette with Jacksonville Jaguars. It's a great correlation play. Okay?
Sure.
I'm going to touch on one that Evan likes, Chris Carson with Seattle Seahawks. Kareem Hunt with the Chiefs. We didn't even touch on Kareem Hunt on running back. I don't know why we didn't, but this guy is a stud.
It's not on the main slate. That's why I didn't
there,
talk
there you
about
go.
It.
That's
I
why we didn't
it.
Touch on Okay. Well, I like that. If you play, is that the Monday night game?
Yeah, Monday night game. That's why. I mean,
okay,
I do these things,
you know
I always pick the main.
Yeah, well, you know what? Let me just touch on something. For you, those of you playing the Monday night game, I know it's not on DraftKings, but if you're playing FanDuel, use Kareem Hunt on Monday night because he's going to be lower owned than usual because most people like playing on Sunday, and a lot of people don't stay up to watch the game on Monday night. So just by the fact that he's going to be lower owned and he's a high price because people are going to be going to Bell this week, and I don't like Bell this week, but anyway, Kareem Hunt is a really sneaky play on Monday night. Use Kareem Hunt with Kansas City defense and build around that for Monday night. And you may have to stay up to watch that game because it's gonna you might cash using Kareem Hunt
take
for the
that,
Chiefs.
I'll take that advice a little bit further. If you're playing that that game, the two game slate where you see Kareem Hunt, there's a little lock button to press. Just hit that lock button and move on.
There
That's how good I feel about Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Anything you want to say in closing?
No. I wish everyone a really good, successful week. The last 2-3 weeks have been pretty good in cash for myself. I've been doing very well with it. I'm going to have a follow-up article on Saturday from this conference call to shore up some thoughts and some things that I may have missed or some opinions that may have changed. So look out for that. And that's all. Good luck in your contest.
Yeah. And I just want to let everyone know, monitor the injuries, monitor the weather before you lock in your lineups on Sunday. Because things change. You know, even practices on Saturday, you know, monitor the injuries. I'm just telling you, things change. Make sure you look at your lineup before 9:30 or 1 o'clock on Sunday to make sure that the players are in or they didn't get hurt. You know, a lot of people I know don't have time. They just lock in their lineups and move on. But really, take a look at your lineups. This is Ian with FantasySportsUS.com. And if you ever want to email us or get on our email list, my email address is Ian@FantasySportsUS.com, and Evans is at erboxes@gmail.com. So email us anytime, and we'll respond. But good luck to everybody this week, and we'll see you next week, week 5.
Good luck, everybody. Bye.